You know, here at Intentional Living, we often talk about overtime parenting, going beyond the fourth quarter, where mom and dad are still encouraging their young adults into life. But today we want to go further, maybe into the sixth quarter, if there's such a thing, when grandparents need to stand in the gap when parenting, and then you're finding your parenting all over again as a grandparent. And we have so many wonderful grandparents. God bless you. You're standing in the gap for your kids and your grandkids. And today we want to be an encouragement to you from the archives of Intentional Living. The broadcast today will be encouraging. In fact, in a moment, we're going to get started. I want you to hear from our comment line, Rose from New Mexico. And boy, does she need some help. She's becoming a brand new grandparent that's going to be a parent all over again. And maybe you've related to that. You know, you got to a place in your life where you thought you'd done the job and the kids were launched, and here you are having to stand in the gap because you love your kids and your grandkids and you want to do the next right thing. Love to have your story. What is one thing that has helped you as a grandparent raising those grandkids? What's one thing that has been helpful? Take a listen to Rose.
Dr. Randy, this is Rose from New Mexico. Me and my husband just got married about 8 months ago, and I'm going to be 62. He's going to be 64. Make a long story short, his daughter had drug issues. All her kids ended up foster care. We are in the process of adopting 7 grandchildren, and I've never had children before, and it's been a long time for my husband. And we're also newly married. So I was just wondering if anybody out there would have any helpful hints on adoption issues with kids and all of that.
All right. Well, Rose, let's throw it out. Let's get some help here. If your grandparents have been down this trail, 2.6 million kids being raised by grandparents now, what would you say to Rose? Did you hear? Newlyweds, seniors, married 8 months, daughter on drugs, looking to adopt 7 grandchildren, never had children before. Hello. Some real practical advice. Let's get intentional with Rose here. If you have some help for her, give her a call. Give us a call here and we'll hook you up on the air. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. We open the lines now. Stephen, you ready to go? All right. He's shaking his head. 888-888-1717. Rose, 62. New husband, 64. Adopting 7 grandchildren. If you've been down that trail in some fashion, what would you say? Some practical things for Rose. Let's go. Cindy in Florida. Go ahead.
We are grandparents that have raised a beautiful young lady. We got her when she was about 6 weeks old, and she's just been a tremendous blessing. We've had hardships. The biological mother, which we had adopted also, went back to her biological mother, and our new little girl doesn't want to have anything to do with her, and it's been a difficult situation all the way around, me being torn apart between the two, but the blessings of raising a grandchild, just like raising your children, are beyond anything I can ever imagine, and I would do it all over again. I was raised by grandparents. My mother, unfortunately, had died when I was a little girl, and when this opportunity came to us, we had people tell us that we shouldn't do it, that we were older, and we needed to retire and do things that we had wanted to do all of our lives, but I kept thinking back, what if my grandparents had said the same thing?
Wow.
And I had a very blessed childhood.
Thank you, Cindy. Listen, let me just throw out here. You hear me teach about intention and expectations. And I would say to any grandparent, if you're about to step in and provide that kind of intense, helpful care for your grandchildren, they need it, and God bless you. I mean, the children need to have grandparents stepping in into the gap, and we see millions and millions that of children being cared for by grandparents. But make sure your intention and your expectations are clear. Your intention is good. But if you enter into this without a clear understanding of the expectations of what you're going to be facing, some of the realities legally, relationally, in your marriage, financially, what about your son or daughter? Are they turning over guardianship? Are you going to adopt the grandchildren? Are you there only to help? What legal rights do you have or don't have? Not to mention you might have a son or daughter. You're having to deal with some issues with them, legal issues and otherwise. And so entering into this without some clear expectations, having some clear guidelines, understanding what you're getting into. You can't answer all the questions up front, but certainly having your eyes wide open would seem wise to me. What do you think? Grandparents, lines are busy. We'll get you on here. 888-888-1717. Am I off base? What would you say to Rose? 62 years old, husband 64, married 8 months, daughter on drugs, looking to adopt 7 grandchildren. What have you learned? 888-888-1717. Here's Regina, New Mexico. Go ahead.
I was calling about the intentional living for grandparents. I've been raising my grandson on and off his whole life, steady the last 6 years. He sees his mom once a week. Mom and dad both have different kids and have separated. The way I see it, he didn't ask to be born. Somebody's got to take care of him.
God bless you. Hey, grandparents. We call it overtime parenting, but this is way overtime. This is like double overtime parenting, isn't it? 888-888-1717 is the number. We'll get to the calls here. Your call as you help Rose and others in just a minute.
When I first married my husband, I found out he had an extreme rage issue all the time. But God continually told me to just wait and promised me a good marriage. And I stayed and prayed and stayed and prayed. And today, we actually are in marriage ministry at our church. And we continually pray with couples that have these anger issues. I do have that marriage that God promised me.
Become a member and encourage others to find hope in their relationships through the daily ministry of intentional living. Become a member right now. Call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
And I hope you'll do that. We have our ministry staff and special operators taking calls during these next several days. Just for those of you who are saying, hey, I want to be a part of this journey with intentional living, and I hope you'll call. As you heard mentioned, 888-888-1717. And by the way, I'm excited to announce that for each of you who will join us in support as a member and monthly support, we're going to make sure you receive a copy of my latest book, a book that I wrote called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. It's a book that I know will be an encouragement to you, and it's our gift to you to say thanks. Plus, you will receive immediately access to the exclusive platform for members on digitally with all of our past teaching content, plus anything new we're putting up there from the ministry. It's for our membership family. So again, you can call right now, 888-888-1717, or go to our website at theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, you can just click on that donate icon. And we appreciate your financial support, and we certainly appreciate your prayers. The fact that you're praying for us means a great deal to us here at Intentional Living. And by the way, while our phone lines this week are being held for those who are calling to support the ministry, we always enjoy hearing from you, your comments and your suggestions. And so once the comment line is turned back on, I hope you'll join us, or it's easier just to go online and share some comments there. We'd love to hear from you as well. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. And when you do, we just want to say in advance from our entire team, thank you for your support.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Okay, back to the task at hand here. Rose, 62 years old, 64-year-old husband, 8 months married, a daughter on drugs, can't take care of the kids. They're looking to adopt 7 grandchildren. And you all want to weigh in. Appreciate it. Let's go. Jessica, you're first in Michigan. What would you say to Rose today?
Yes. So my husband and I are actually getting ready to adopt 2 children out of foster care. And we have 2 of our own already. We're obviously much younger than Rose and her husband. But the biggest thing that I would encourage her to do is to not stop dating her husband. Mm-hmm. I think that whether you're going through adoption or how you're having children, so many couples forget to continue to date and love their spouse. And if they just focus on continuing to show that attention to each other and taking time out for each other, the children will do great, and they'll see that loving relationship. It'll be a great example for them going forward.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. No matter if you're 62 or 32, keeping that focus, making that marriage a very key part of your life. And I'll tell you why, because that's the greatest gift you can give to those kids.
They see mom
and dad really loving each other and giving a model of how families are to work, and the kids should come into a close second, not first, in that regard.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. And I tell my children that. I actually tell them that I love their father more than them, but that we together, though, we love them enough that they're not going to fall. They're going to be just right there.
Fantastic. So. Well, God bless you. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Glad
you're listening in Michigan. Let's go to Valerie, also in Michigan. Valerie, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Sounds like you relate a little bit.
I do. I have a grandson, and he will be 21 in July of this year. And I got him when he was just probably maybe 2 years old.
Mm.
And I am single, and I really, really struggled at first when I had him, was working, did not know what to do. But the church community, staying involved with the church community, being around the people of God, gave me strength. And they helped me. The man of God fathered my son, and they are yet fathering him.
Mm. Now, you didn't expect this to happen. Did this come out of the blue?
My daughter was on drugs.
Mm.
She was on drugs, and she ended up being incarcerated for, 7 years? Just got out probably about a year or so ago. And so my grandson is still with me. They're getting their bond back together. God is putting all things together. But my biggest thing to tell her would be is to get involved with a church who loves God.
Yeah.
Because if they love God, they're going to love the children.
Mm. Did you have to put together some legal things?
I did. I did. You know, by me being a grandparent, I went through the Department of Aging. They have a grandparent program.
Mm. Is that a state program or a federal program?
You know what? I think it's probably a federal program. But okay. If they could call, like, if they have a Department of Aging in their community.
And so you worked out, they helped you and putting some of the legal pieces together to make sure things were done right.
Yes, sir, they did. They walked me through it. They went down to the courthouse with me. They stuck with me right up until I got the paperwork for my grandson.
Mm. And how old is he now?
Joshua is, he'll be 21 in July.
Wow. So you've had him for a long time.
For a very long time. And let me tell you something. It's hard because I was single. When you go to work and then you have the children, and she's going to have a handful of kids.
She's got a whole basketball team plus some on the bench.
Yes, yes, yes. And my grandson, he was in different sports.
Yeah.
So I had to try to be there to cheer him on. But even the church would go to his activities to cheer him on, whether they were in town or out of town.
Wow, now that's a real church. I mean, you got a real church body, a real real fellowship.
Amen.
That's fantastic.
Amen.
So amen to you,
too.
The
biggest thing to her is to get involved in a church that loves the Lord, because if they love the Lord, they'll love all of the children, and the women and the men will come along a side of her to help her with the young people.
That makes a difference. Valerie, thanks for your call. There's a grandma. I mean, started at two with the child was two, right? 21? You're talking about, 18, 19 years here? I would step in the gap, and she did it right. Think about trade-offs. She said, oh, man, I'm trading off my retirement. I planned all these things. I was going to do all these things, and now I'm facing this challenge. Didn't expect it. And that's why expectations have to be very clear. What a gift. God bless every grandparent today who is standing in the gap for a grandson or daughter or more in some fashion. God love you. We started with Rose, 62 years old, 64-year-old husband, married 8 months, daughter on drugs, adopting 7 grandchildren. What have you learned if you've been down this trail? These are kind of calls we get. You know, when I go to the line and we get your voicemail and we listen to what you're all saying, this type of thing comes up a lot. You talk about intentional living. This is a time to be intentional, right? 888-888-1717. Come join us. Jen did in Arizona. Jen, welcome to Intentional Living today. Go right ahead.
Hi, thanks. I'm not a grandparent, but my husband and I did adopt 4 kids from foster care, and we started just after we had been married a year. And so just like Jessica had said, you know, really protect that time for each other on a regular basis to have dates and time alone, even if it's just a walk around the park or the block.
Yeah.
Because it's so important. And then if they haven't, getting licensed as a kinship placement will help, because there's people around that can help get services in place for kids that have been through, you know, loss and any kind of trauma.
Yeah. So you're fine. As you reach out, you get services and make sure you're doing it correctly and you get the paperwork.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. How many did you adopt? How many children?
4.
4? Okay.
Four.
What surprised you later? What didn't surprise you later?
I think that our kids were relatively young when they came into our home. Our oldest two were 4 and 5 when we adopted them. And I think part of the process is that surprised me is how much they remember from when they were younger. Mm. And then that their love for their birth parent never changes. And so that was my other piece of advice too, is always speak in high esteem of their birth parent. They make mistakes, but we all do. And every child wants to know that their biological parent loves them, even if they made choices that caused them to not be able to raise their kids. And so when you can create a space where you're speaking highly as you can of that parent and loving that parent well, through prayer or whatever, whatever door God opens for them to be able to do that, it creates a safe place for the kids to process their emotions and their loss and whatever comes up for them. And I think those are the things that come up, and it doesn't just come up once and it's done. It comes up in layers as they're, you know, they're going to process it as a 5-year-old. They're going to process it, you know, when they're 9 or 10. They're going to process it when they have a boyfriend. They're going to process it on their wedding day. And so just knowing that this is a lifelong journey that you're committing to, and being willing to walk with them and remind them of how loved they are.
That's good.
And that it's okay to love their birth parent where
That's
they
good.
Are, too.
That's good.
I think is a really important thing.
Great wisdom. Jen, thank you for your call.
All right. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
Thank you. We got such smart listeners, and our lines are jammed. This is certainly an opportunity that many of our intentional living listeners, people attracted to intentional living, I think, are the type of people who want to live their lives with meaning, purpose, direction, and many of you are doing this. You're helping Rose, I'm sure, and others.
I turn on intentional living with my husband,
17, back
and
more
just
calls
whatever has come up that day have just been spot on to what we were going through at that moment.
Intentional living with Dr. Randy Carlson made a difference in Felicia's life and marriage. And when you give, you help people like Felicia live an intentional life for Christ.
During our spring fundraiser, support the ministry of Intentional Living. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to content from Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give $30 a month or more, or a special gift of $360. And you'll also receive Dr. Randy's book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, Overcoming Anxiety, Anger, and Fear, along with a companion workbook and video guides.
To give and receive these life-changing resources, call 888-888-1717 today, or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, I hope you'll do that. We have such a great response. People have been calling from all over the country, going online. Friends who joined us on Facebook or at our podcast are calling and saying, hey, we want to be a part of this. In this day and age, life is so confusing, so discouraging. Come on, everything going on, you and I know, can be very discouraging. And we have a choice every day. We get up, how we're going to live. And we just choose to live intentionally. It's not about perfection, by the way. This is not a perfection radio program. We're all fallen. We fail. And when we fall down, we get back up. And we trust God. But you know, when we decide that the next right one thing is what we're going to do in our life, huge, massive positive things can happen in your life and in mine when we follow Christ. And that's intentional living. And so when you join us, we're going to encourage you and cheerlead you and stand with you and be a part of your life in the process through our teaching and content. So all you have to do, as you heard, is go to theintentionallife.com or call. Right now, the phones are being held for this purpose, 888-888-1717, and we have operators taking your call. By the way, when you call and you say, hey, cut me in, I want to be a part of the monthly family, we'll make sure you receive my latest book called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. Emotions are something, when they get hijacked, can damage our life. And we give you a biblical, intentional perspective on dealing with hijacked emotions. TheIntentionalLife.com or 888-888-1717. And thank you. God bless you. Thank you for standing with us.
When do you use the two sides of parenting? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. There are two sides of parenting, what I call the hard side and the soft side, and intentional parents know about both and know when to use each. The hard side of parenting is when your child is irresponsible. Maybe they've been lying to you or not following through with their responsibilities or shirking taking on the opportunity to help out in the family. When you have a child that's frankly just being lazy, you need to use the hard side, which means you're going to hold them accountable. There's going to be consequences for that kind of behavior. The softer side of parenting, when you sit down with your child and really connect with them around their heart, is when they're hurting and confused. There's a balance in this process of parenting. I think of King David in 1 Kings chapter 1, where it said he never rebuked his son, and his son grew up to rebel. So be intentional with your kids.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
If you just joined us, it started with Rose, 62 years old, 64-year-old, husband, 8 months married, daughter on drugs, adopting 7 grandchildren, saying, help. What would you say? And Diane wants to weigh in from Arizona. Go ahead, Diane. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, I am 60 years old myself. I've raised 3 sons. They are 42, 43, and 23. And Saturday, my 14-year-old granddaughter will be moving in. She's a cutter, I guess. She's had some suicidal problems, bullying from the kids at school. But thank God, for the past 4 years, I've been involved with a church that does celebrate recovery. And so I'm learning how to actually listen, how to deal with the things I got to deal with better, with a little finesse. But I've been praying to God hard on this with my granddaughter. And apparently he feels that it's time for her to come, because they say that's all she's got. I said, no, she's got God, you know, but I don't want to do the wrong thing, but I don't want to walk on eggshells either. So,
Well, I think today, Diane, as we've had callers, they've said some really wise things. Making sure your expectations are clear. And as you open your home to say, I'm going to help this granddaughter, understand times are different. 14-year-olds today are facing some challenges that 14-year-olds didn't face when we were parents, you know. And so getting support for yourself. Don't try to do this alone. Earlier we said get involved in the church, and that's very important. You need to be plugged into a church, but you also need to get some outside help, professional help, getting some legal help, making sure that you're finding out what are some of the realities. Because your church family can pray for you and they can encourage you, and there may be some in the church who've been through this, can give you practical help, but many of them have never experienced this. So not everybody in our Christian community, everyone in the church, can fully understand or appreciate some of the nuances and special things that you're going to be facing, where there are people and support groups and professional help that would be available. So I would encourage you, if this is a long-term situation, especially with some of the needs that sounds like she has, that you're getting counseling. I'd encourage her, both of you, and certainly her, to get into some counseling, that she can get some support. Sounds like she has some issues that are going to need some ongoing monitoring and support. So I'd encourage you to do those things. Diane, thank you for your call. I'm glad you called. I do know this. There'll be a lot of people praying for you around the country today, okay?
Well, thank you, and God bless all of you. And I'll keep in touch and let you know how she is.
All right. That's why we're here. We are family. We are family. You know, our overall organization, our ministries, Family Life Communications, we were talking about the other day, we're family. That's really what we are. We're in this together. We live in a world that is so separated, breaking into so many different kinds of groups. People feel very much alone, but we are a community, and Intentional Living is a community of believers. We're different races, different backgrounds, different ages, different training, different education. But what I think draws us together is our love for Christ and our desire to have a life of meaning and purpose. That's really why we do this. And it's not about perfection. That's the last thing I want anyone listening to Intentional Living think. Because you step in and help your grandkids, you're not going to do this perfectly. And so there's not some quick fix in life. But I do know this, people who live with an intentional thought saying, I'm going to do the next right one thing. I'm not in this alone. I'm going to get help. I'm going to pray. When I fall down, I'm going to get back up. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to stay focused. That's what intentional living is. If you've listened at all, you know it's declaring your intention. If you're a grandparent ready to step in and you made the decision you're going to do this, then make a declaration, I'm going to do this right. I'm not going to do it perfectly, but I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do it intentionally. And then the second step is starting to develop the kind of habits in your life, which the habit may be how you communicate with your grandson or daughter, how you use your money, or what's going to be appropriate in your home for entertainment. In other words, starting to develop early on the kind of habits that are going to help your grandson or granddaughter become a responsible adult. And the third step in intentional living is decluttering your life. If you're going to bring your grandkids into your home, some other stuff has got to go, including all the stuff in the extra room they're going to be living in, right? But some of the other things that you did, some of the things you enjoyed doing, frankly, some of the things have to be set aside so you can be intentional in doing this, and then hanging on to those things that are going to build your life, like we heard, staying focused in your marriage, making sure your marriage is strong, but some other things may have to go, and that's a reality. There's only so many hours in a day. That's part of being intentional. Just turned on the radio, said, wow, what are you guys talking about? If you missed any part of today's program, or if you want to hear it again on demand, just come on over to our website. Go to theintentionallife.com to hear today's program. Or any of our archive programs are available for you there. Go to theintentionallife.com. So for our entire Intentional Living family, God bless you. We'll see you next time. We're here for you. We love you. This is Intentional Living.